Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, happy winter solstice. It is 9 o'clock in LA, in the LA area, Pacific time on Wednesday, and you're listening to My Supernatural Life. My name is Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony on the other line. Hey, Mr. Anthony, how you doing?
We're good, Frankie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, for
are you enjoying the winter solstice? Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I am. It feels like midnight, though. It's like, it feels really late.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, you know what? You are correct. December 21st, 2016, winter solstice was at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so what does that mean? It means you got a lot of Capricorn stuff coming up. So a lot of people want to know about business. Right? Right, Frankie?
Always.
So do people want to know about relationships, money, and career, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That seems to cover
so
it
So with
all.
This is kind of like a new moon kind of too, but so right now we have Capricorn stuff all the way through January 2017. Can you imagine that, Frankie? It's going to be 2017. That's incredible.
That happened really quickly.
I mean, is it just me, or do you feel the same vibe about that?
I'm pretty amazed at the velocity with which this year has gone by, and it's almost like you can't gauge time anymore. It's just goes right by. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, because as far as energy right now, you're lucky that we have Jupiter and Libra right now, but it's kind of like, as I look at that, they call it an aspect to Uranus and Aries, which means upheaval, but through upheaval and chaos, you have clarity. And then you throw in Libra there. So we have Jupiter and Libra. So that basically means that if you're air sign, like if you're Gemini, like Frankie, Libra, Aquarius, because Jupiter means expansion. So you're looking where you expand your career through October of 2017. So you be a Gemini, Frankie, so you would benefit from that with the relationship. But then you throw in Uranus and Aries, what that basically means is changes. If things were not being fair, partnerships, whether it's business or personal. So a lot of people are going through changes. So have you felt that, Frankie? Changes going on?
I have major changes, yeah, definitely.
Like chaos, like clarity?
Yes. Through the chaos came a lot of clarity. It's actually been pretty great. It's almost like I didn't realize it was chaos until it was over. Until the chaos was over, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So
after the chaos was over, you had more clarity or more balance.
Definitely.
But you got things out in the open, like because a lot of people don't like chaos, but when you do have chaos, sometimes it helps you.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, for me, I'm like, I always say if you're going to complain or, you know, we all like have our things that we're not happy about, but not when I have conversations, I tend to look for them to go in the direction of a solution. So it's not just complain, you know? We have somebody on the switchboard, some people calling in now. So do you want to take a call? We could talk more about this.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. We will take this call. Hello, area code 480. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to? And where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Mike from California. Do you have a question?
I do. I've been a participant in an event over the past couple weeks. It was two different events with this main project, and I was calling to kind of get some insight on if it's going to help promote what it is that I do, and if it's going to kind of draw some more, you know, potential business in my direction.
What is your date of birth, Mike?
5/29/70.
And your place of birth?
Detroit.
So you're from Motown?
I am.
Wow. So you went to Motown University? Because you're a Gemini, you're very, very versatile.
Yes.
Let's take a look. So May 29, 1970, you were born on a Friday. Okay, you know what, Mike? You know what? You're going through a great time, ready to expand and everything. And that's going to kick in the first 3 months of 2017. So all the relationships you make as far as this business stuff, it's all going to go your way. What I see, it's going to be a matter of how much you want to expand and how much you can handle.
Wow.
So
it's
kind
of
like it's the opposite, because you're looking at a lot of expansion of business interests. And then for the contacts you make there, it could expand to international markets. So it's a great time for you. Definitely.
That's awesome.
And then something with travel coming up, like a lot of travel too coming up. So you're looking at expansion for another year. And then at that point, you'll decide how much more you want to expand or have more partnership.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Good luck,
Mike. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mike, keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's use every opportunity you can to let people know what you're doing. And, you know, the more that you're out there and telling people, the more they know, obviously. And we got to just keep the conversation alive out there, you know, because people don't know what we're doing unless we keep telling them. So are you in something that, like a service, is that you provide a service? Is that it?
Yes.
Well, whatever it is, Mike, it's going to be, you're going through a timeline. You remember that old saying about people having the green thumb? Remember that old saying?
Yep.
Your green thumb is going to be double green thumb for the next year. At that point, then you could either sell or buy whatever it is. The bottom line is great timing for you to expand. You're ready. But good luck.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you both.
Good.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, another Gemini, right? So good time for Geminis to get some clarity and
sometimes I think Geminis get bad raps because a lot of people ask me, like, what's up with Geminis? And they say, like, what do you mean? So you think Geminis get a bad rap?
Yeah, but what do you mean? What do you mean?
So right now your nice twin is talking and your evil twin isn't coming out yet.
No, that's true. Well, my evil twin doesn't like to just come out for no reason, you know.
You have logical reasons to be evil, right?
Always. There's always a logical reason. So it's winter solstice.
You know, I would say the Geminis that I've known, they're pretty old. They should be open to, like, many ideas about stuff, you know. They're very versatile.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I sometimes, you know, I have several streams of, you know, work that I do, and I love them all. So it's a good Gemini thing. If that makes sense.
So in other words, if you're a Gemini, you need like a punching bag to accommodate your evil twin.
Well, don't know about that.
Right.
But you guys, no.
I see from your past that you had a dream that you bought a punching bag from Elf Army and Navy in your dream.
Elf Army Navy. They sold those there? I only bought Levi's 501s from there.
You had a dream about that. That would have been like a very interesting dream.
No. You know, it's interesting, though, but when you grow up in a certain area and you dream about those places, and that area the way
true.
It was.
That's very true.
Yeah, that area the way it was, sometimes I do dream about it. So.
Really?
But you
had dreams about what? The cemetery?
No, the down on Whittier Boulevard and that whole area and all the fun that used to happen down there.
Well, yeah, so all the cruising.
Lots of cruising down there.
So were you allowed to go cruising at that time?
No.
So you had to sneak out, right?
Yes.
Well, how'd you do it?
Yeah, of course. Well,
how'd you do
know,
that?
I can't.
So you said you're going to church, but you ended up going cruising.
Well, you know, sleepovers and stuff like that. And then it was...
Really?
I don't know, going somewhere, going to a party. But it was always so much more fun to go cruising than to a party. It was, it was just fun. Just fun to hang out with my friends in a car and talk and laugh and cruise. It was just great.
Listen to the music on the radio.
The music was a big deal, you know, for sure. Yes.
Wow.
The good old days.
So you still have dreams about that, right?
Of the area, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
We all have our, like I said, our dreams about where we grew up. And
so it's kind of like wherever you're at, you take it with you.
Definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
Can we talk a little bit about the winter solstice? Is that,
you know what, with this lineup, because winter solstice deal, it's affecting a lot of people. You're lucky that if you're a Virgo, take action with exercise. You know anybody who's a Pisces? Well, you're Aries, so if you're an Aries, Libra, Pisces, Virgo. So you know anybody who's a Virgo? Do you know anybody who's a Pisces?
I do. And I know an Aries as well. So why exercise?
And you're still friends. And you're still friends, even though.
Yeah, we're all friends.
Because they know your evil twin, and they still love you.
My evil twin. I know. They love me in spite of my evil twin. Aww. I got to love them right back. Are we ready to take another
solstice,
call?
The main thing I'm seeing with this winter solstice, here's the main thing, but there's an earth sign. So that means anything with ambition, career, new beginnings for people. Capricorn means business, take action with business, but also with health. And also we're going to have Mercury retrograde, your favorite sign.
No.
It'll be retrograde till January 10th, and that basically means to rearrange stuff around you.
No.
Frankie, what that means.
Start.
Whoever started.
No.
It basically means to reorganize, rejuvenate, revamp any plans. Could be delays, possible delays with this Mercury retrograde till about January 10th, 2017. Reorganize yourself.
Okay, when did it start?
Started on the 15th.
Oh. So much sense.
What, did anything happen with the retrograde? So what happened?
Oh,
you started the...
So much
kind of went backwards or what?
Yeah. Miscommunications. My phones broke. The hardware on my phones, both my phones. Landline, cell phone, lot of stuff happened that just unplugged from the universe. The universe just, I'm going to unplug you. Took my phones and stuff. It's been really interesting. I was like, God, it feels like Mercury retrograde. My daughter's phone went out. I mean, it was just like, what is happening?
Really?
And I wasn't even aware since the 15th. That makes really a lot of sense.
So that's going to be in your book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your book will be called Frankie Unplugged.
Frankie Unplugged. Oh my gosh, Mercury retrograde, please.
Wow.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a major breakdown.
So how did you handle that? Did you handle that okay, or did you kind of like, did you have to go to like mobile phone anonymous meeting?
Yeah, both. And then I just, you know, accepted it, and then just I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of how it is right now. So, and I'm not the only one. I mean, what I've heard is that if you have an Apple, an iPhone, that in the middle of the updates, because it'll automatically update to the new software. So if you're not plugged in to Wi-Fi or to, like, you know, to recharge your phone, it'll stop in the middle of the update. Like, the update won't go complete, and your phone won't work, or somebody lost all their contacts. And it's been really interesting with the Apple iPhones, which most people, I think, have, you know, or many people have, and how in the middle of the updates, the update will stop, and then your phone will go messed up. So it's very interesting. Let's go. Let's take a call. See if they're having some Mercury retrograde issues. Okay.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air. Area code 213. Where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hello, my name is Victoria. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Victoria from Connecticut. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I just wanted to ask you if you see things improving or getting better with the man in my life, Jeff, as far as things moving forward in a relationship with him.
And when is your date of birth, Victoria?
July 19th, 1990.
And place of birth?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your place of birth?
Place of birth, but also Connecticut.
Okay. How's the weather there right now?
It's a little cold here.
It's like, what, like 20 degrees there?
Yeah, probably around there.
So July 19th, 1990, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know you're a Cancer, right? You know that, right?
Yes.
Are you moody, emotional, sensitive?
Yes, sometimes.
You're also very generous, aren't you?
Yes.
Are mm-hmm. you a good cook?
Well, you know, working on that. Could be.
And you wanted to know about the current relationship, Victoria?
I'm sorry, say it again?
You wanted to know about a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, what's the date of birth of the other person?
December 23rd, 88.
Okay, so you want to know if you guys are compatible?
Yes.
Well, okay. How long have you guys been together?
I've known him a little over a year now.
Did you confront any unfinished business from a previous relationship already?
Yes.
All that, like, history?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no emotional attachment to that?
No. To older relationships?
Yes, the one previous to the current one. Like all the emotional part to that, is that all gone?
Well, I don't have an interest in him.
But he has an interest in you still.
Yes, I think.
Okay, well, what I've seen is that you're going to know for sure if you still have feelings for him in the next 3 months. That's going to be your test for you.
The old guy?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to find out if you have any emotional attachment to him still. So that's going to be your test during that time. And if you pass the test, so to speak, then you know how you feel about current guy.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like I'm like 100% over the last one because I just am. Like, he's tried to get back into my life and I've kind of just pushed him away. I really don't have any attachments to him. I'm more so wondering about this current guy because, you know, we've kind of had some ups and downs. We have a little bit of a distance between us. Like, he moved to California for a job promotion last year. So that's been tough. And, you know, he's had a hard time, like, opening up and stuff to me. So I don't know. I just was wondering. Right now, we actually haven't spoken the last week. So I don't know, I was just wondering if that was going to improve or how he was kind of feeling about everything at this point.
So what I'm seeing with him, Mr. Capricorn there,
mm-hmm.
that he's going to be settled down, but he's going to be more financially stable, shall we say, like around March and April.
Okay. Yeah, because finances are definitely an area of stress for him. He's trying to improve that area of his life.
Correct. He definitely has the ability to be successful. And I'm seeing that that's going to be happening.
Okay.
It's just a matter of what I'm seeing from your point of view, it's going to be the emotional attachment to the guy from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy's getting his act together, you know, as far as his career.
Say that again?
Is that he's in a strong mode to expand his career.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in other words, in the next 3 months, he may, from your point of view, he may be so busy with his career that he may not feel like he's paying attention to you.
Okay.
And then, meanwhile, you have the test with the guy from your past. So, what is your impression, Frankie?
Victoria, with when Jeff left, are you still in a committed relationship, or is it and so it's long distance exclusive, or is it not exclusive or not committed?
Yeah, no, it's not committed. No.
I see. Okay. You know, it's really challenging to keep a long distance relationship going, you know. So and you say you haven't spoken to him in a week. Is that because did you guys have a fallout or it just
Yes, we did. We kind of had a fallout because I had asked him, like, cuz I haven't heard, cuz I reached out to him because I noticed he was being distant. So I just, like, asked him, like, if he was on the same page as me and all that. Because we had talked about, like, you know, making things work, even with the distance. And, you know, so I thought we were on the same page, making progress. And then all of a sudden I saw, a distance from him. And I knew he was taking on, he talked about, earlier taking on an additional job. So, like, I don't know if he got, like, stressed or busy with that. It was kind of around that time that he was starting that. So I don't know if that plays a role into it. But so then basically when I had confronted him about that, he obviously didn't like that. And he responded by saying that that he did not, like he said, he doesn't want the same thing as me. And then I followed that up with, well, I thought we had something going. And then he said, you know, that he is seeing someone right now.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's hard to hear those things, and, you know, it's, I can tell you're invested. I think it's important to listen to people when they tell us, you know, even if we don't want to hear the message. And I think if we can really accept what people are saying to us, that we can make some choices about how it's going to be for us. Because we don't have any control over what other people do. We only have control over what we do. And so given, you know, if he is indeed seeing somebody else, and he's been upfront, it doesn't mean that something can't happen down the line, especially if he knows you're interested. You know, anything can happen. It sounds, what Mr. Anthony's saying is that there's some stuff about getting complete around your past, and sometimes it's not just like feeling like you're over it or you don't have feelings for that person, but sometimes there's something else like that you need to do for yourself to make sure that it's all wrapped up and there's no energy lingering from your past. And, you know, it's a good opportunity. I don't know if you do anything for your own personal development, whether it's spiritually or, you know, like I coach people, you know, through stuff like this. They want to have a breakthrough in their life. They want to accomplish something in relationships or money or, you know, career or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I would recommend that you do something for yourself that is your own personal development so that you can have a clean slate around love. And I don't know what that looks like. I mean, Ms. Anthony's saying it's something about a past love. But I know that when we, it's almost like when we clean out a closet, you know, or we clean out our car, it just feels so good, right? And we enjoy it a lot more. So I invite you to consider doing that so that you can, whether it's Jeff or someone else, I think it's really great that he's been straight with you. I mean, he could have said, well, I don't know, and you're over there, and he's over, you know,
right,
over
right.
there. And he really had the courtesy and the honesty to just be really straight with you. And maybe that's what there is for you to get complete. It's, you know, whatever your hopes were with Jeff. And not that he won't, you know, come back into the mix. But at least your slate is clean. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there are still feelings on his end for me?
Well, what I'm seeing is yes, but he's not sure how you feel. So it depends what kind of signals you get. But whatever it is, it's going to be emotional. It's not going to be, it's going to be from the heart as far as how you feel.
So he doesn't know where I stand?
That'll be your sensitive part.
Do you think he's thinking and feeling that because, like, the way I reacted to what he told me?
Yes, but he's also kind of confused about the whole deal.
Do you think he's going to reach out to me to try to, like...
Either way, he will.
Okay. So this person that he's seeing, do you think that's, like, not really serious? It's just someone to, like, fill the void?
Correct. That's a very nice way of putting it. Exactly.
Okay.
And sometimes what that happens is it gets emotional, but then he could realize that he made a mistake with his feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the above.
Okay, and you definitely feel that that's how he's feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
Any
so
idea
happy
of
holidays,
when I'll
Victoria.
Hear from him?
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Hello?
What was the last thing you said, Victoria?
Just any idea like when I'll hear from him?
What I kind of see energetically there, the next, you're looking at between now and the 28th.
Of
right around
month?
The new moon. That's good timing. Like, it's around the new moon. Between now and then, he'll contact you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you
but
so much.
Luck.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
And take care of all yourself, right. You know. This is,
mm-hmm.
I always say when we're going through some break with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an
mm-hmm.
even if we're not together, or you know, there's some like not lack of communication. This is your time for you. Do all the things that you love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do for you. This is your time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that.
Okay.
Well, thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Well, we are out of time. A half hour goes by really quickly.
Yeah.
We
sure did.
Yeah, you know, for everybody who's, you know, kind of going through stuff, it's temporary. And take care of yourself. Go buy yourself a nice present during this holiday season. Do something great for yourself. And I guess that's all we have today. So we will see you next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.